Me and folks have recently graduated from high school. It's good to think back of memories of school days for all of us. Not everybody had a chance to graduate from high school, but if you had, or at least grade school or kindergarten or something, it's fun to think back on who your favorite teachers were in your elementary or post-high school experiences. And two come to mind. Had a lot of good ones, but two come to mind for me in particular was fifth grade teacher, first of all, Mrs. Knoll. She was my first teacher that did not scream at us when she was trying to teach us. I really appreciated that. And the rest of my teachers were screamers, and she taught us a lot. Everybody looked forward to the fifth grade. We could go and learn in some kind of atmosphere, and we learned for the first time that truth could be conveyed without maximum volume. And we picked up the other teachers' habits in the schoolyard, you know, when we'd play tag or Red Rover come over, yelling, "You didn't do it right. Go back and do it again." We were being discipled in one way. Mrs. Knoll taught us the patient, loving, persevering, a quiet manner of getting it done. And often Jesus, you know, he wasn't a screamer, apparently, in the New Testament, although spoke with great conviction and clarity. So thank the Lord for teachers who teach with a heart and keep the volume under control. Second teacher was Dr. Bob Kelly, professor of New Testament in seminary. And he was the only teacher I had in seminary who started every class, believe it or not, with devotions. And we were, I don't know what you say, hardcore seminary students, pharisaical a bit. We thought at the age of 25 we knew everything about God, everything about the Bible, Genesis through Revelation, you name it. And when Dr. Kelly would give the devotion, 5 or 10 minutes, pretty soon half the class is choking up a bit, thinking about God real seriously. Dr. Kelly is praying, closing in prayer. He's choked up. And it was almost like Jesus came off the page of the Bible and spoke to each of our hearts. And to have somebody like that as a teacher, I thought, that is great. I feel great to be a student when I have a teacher who points me effectively to Christ. Would you like to have a teacher every day like that? If you've graduated the last week or two, you want to leave the teachers in the dust. And then no more dirty looks or screams at you or whatever they did. But they did teach you about life, about truth, hopefully, and a heart for you. But would you like to have a teacher still who you got to follow every day, and much greater than Mrs. Knoll or even Dr. Kelly in there? Jesus said this, and Jesus is Lord and God, remember. He said this in Matthew 23, verse 8. You have one teacher, the Messiah. And we get to follow him every day. He's not only the teacher of the year, he's the teacher of the history of the world. And to say, Lord, you'll not only lead my life, save me from hell, but to have a teacher like you every day, where do I sign up? This is great. And Jesus, as a teacher, teaches us the truth about the best things in life. He's so good, you know, he doesn't go into the trivial pursuit much in the Bible. There's no trivia in the Bible, but he focuses in on people's hearts and who God is. It makes a great impact. Did something very dramatic. He took 39 books of the Old Testament for one day, for example. He said, all these books bear testimony to me. He focused in on what teaching us about himself in his word. And he went further. He said, you know what these 39 books in the Old Testament are about? Would you like a summary of them? I'm sure everybody was at the edge of the pew, you know. He said, treat others like you want to be treated. This sums up the law and the prophets. Whew. And it makes you fall to your knees and say, I need God's help. I need a changed life to treat other people like I want to be treated. I want everybody to treat me good. I'll think about treating them good when I get around to it. But Jesus, the master teacher. Sometimes we're hesitant to call him a teacher because we think, oh, that might not give him the honor, deserve him. Call him Lord, call him God. But if he's not our teacher, we're not his students. If he's not our teacher, we're not his disciples. And then someone said, that's the big elephant in the room today of the church that nobody wants to talk about. Jesus as Savior to save me from hell. Jesus as my teacher. I don't know. I don't know if I want to listen to him. Is his word practical for today? Maybe I know better. Maybe what he said really doesn't work in 2007. Well, he'd disagree with us and tell us otherwise. That's his heart for us to know him as a teacher. And sometimes we hesitate to follow him, I think, because if we say, I love you enough to obey you, Lord, is this going to be something our hearts are won over to? Would I want to, if Mrs. Knoll asked me to do the erasers, I'd do the erasers. Not because I love erasers, because I love her. Dr. Kelly, do the Greek of Matthew chapter 5. Dr. Kelly has a heart for the truth. I'll do it. To ask God for a heart to love him by obeying him, we have a hesitancy about that. Heard a story about a man who wanted to buy a car, 2007 Lexus. Cost on the car, $400. And I was interested. He went over to the salesman. Didn't the wind blow and knock some arrows off of that cost? Shouldn't it be $40,000? Man said, that's $400. He said, what's wrong with the car? The salesman said, not a flaw in the car. Nothing wrong with it whatsoever. Man said, I can't believe it. Does it have an engine? Has an engine. Man said, well, I'd like to buy it. Anything I should know before I buy that car? Take that car to drive in my life. He said, yeah, before you take that car, you should know. If you take that car is only going to take you where you're supposed to go. Man said, I don't want that car. Not ready to trust a surrendered heart to a teacher who will say, today I can teach you the way to go. You can trust me with all your heart. You don't have to lean on your own understanding, bright as we are. But we can acknowledge, Jesus, my teacher today, teach me about life, the best things about life, about you, Lord. Everything about you is good, about myself, the teacher Jesus, who would take our hearts. Would we love a teacher enough like that? I remember 18 years ago, when all these young ones were just born, walking down the hall of Somerset Alliance Church, my first Alliance Church job. I was a youth pastor, and I met a retired pastor in the hallway. Passed like two ships crossing in the night. We exchanged pleasantries, where are you from, and, you know, what are you doing here and all that. And then as he shook my hand, he asked me an unexpected question. He said, do you love the Lord? And I hesitated for about a second and a half, which seemed to me like an eternity. Do I love the Lord? And as fast as my mind can think, I'm thinking, nobody's asked me that for a long time. And I knew enough of the Bible to think, he sounds like Jesus asking Peter, do you love me? I hope he doesn't ask me three times. And I said, yes. Went back to my office. I'm thinking, why was that so hard to answer? I like the Bible. I like church things. He asked me, do I love the Lord? And I started to tell myself, Lord, I don't want to spend my whole life doing something where I pretend to have a heart for you if I don't. And also, Lord, not pretending about you would be bad because that would put you down. So I'm praying in my office and I'm saying, Lord, teach me how to love you again. And I felt like God told me in a quiet time, I will help you. I will help you. Jesus shows us about himself, teaches us, so we can say, yes, my Lord, my God, my best teacher, who I love, who I can't see, who sometimes I question as much as I trust him. But to say, Lord, I love you because of the love you have for me. And begin to follow. Here's some things you can do to have Jesus as your teacher who you would love. First, confess the state of your soul to God. Don't tell God how you're doing financially. Don't tell God how your neighbors are giving you a rough time or church folks disappoint you. Tell God the state of your soul. Confess to Him. Is there cold love? Is there no love? Is there joyful love to God and people? You'll know right away, as you think of the favorite teachers in your life, boom, how your heart gravitates to them. Jesus. Might your heart gravitate to Him. You won't find a better teacher. Confess the state of your soul to God. And sometimes Jesus helps us diagnose that. He said, by this all people will know if you are my student. Here's how to know if you're my student. If you love one another. And I wish Jesus would have made an easier standard of discipleship there. I would have passed other standards like knowing the Bible or getting to church a lot. And those are great things to get to know God better. But He said, this is the students of Jesus. They gravitate to loving people. And that's a real love, a committed love, a solid love. Those things. So say, confess the state of your soul to God. Lord, make me a student of yours. That commitment to people. Secondly, let Jesus grow your love for Him. You may already have that. Change is possible if we can rearrange our life to practice what Jesus said to do. If you feel like you're stuck in your walk with God, just begin to do what Jesus said to do with His Holy Spirit, moment by moment. John Ortberg said we have to change our obedience perspective from eating broccoli to eating apple pie. This is an imperfect illustration, but I think we can relate to it. When we eat broccoli, we do it because we know it's good for us. We choke it down. It is bitter in our mouth. We resent the whole process. A lot of us treat obeying Jesus like that. If you twist my arm, Lord, I will follow you. And we deal with the pain of our own rebellion at that point. If we treat obeying Jesus, He's the master teacher. Have we ever been not fulfilled obeying Him? Do we think we missed out on something? He doesn't know. He missed out on life. He knew how to live life God's way. If we say, Jesus, obeying you, that's like apple pie. There's a sweetness to it. There may be a difficulty to it and a pain in the decision to follow, but there's a sweetness to following Christ and obeying Him. We say, we thrive on this. We've tasted and seen the Lord is good. Ask Jesus to let love for Him grow in that manner. And then learn from Jesus with intentional hunger. I wish I could sign up for a Dr. Kelly course. I wish I had Mrs. Knoll not to scream at me. Learn from Jesus with intentional hunger. One missionary did it this way. In Psalm 16, verse 7, he said, the Bible says, I'll set the Lord before me at all times. So he wanted to be a student of the Lord, follow Him, have God change him from the inside out. He did a strange thing. He set his watch, the alarm on his watch, to buzz every hour. And when that alarm buzzed every hour, he would simply say something that was true about God from the Scripture. One day he would say, Jesus is Lord. He would say that every hour and just abide in Jesus for those brief moments at the top of the hour. Next day he'd pick, the Lord is my shepherd. Next day he'd pick, treat others like you want to be treated. And he's having Jesus be his attentional teacher throughout the day. And that's kind of you'd say, man, that's focus. And it's not the regiment of the activity that's the key, but it's the heart of that missionary that God would give to each of us. I'll set the Lord before me at all times. Jesus, be my teacher right now in this moment where I'm at work. Teach me about you in worship, Lord. Teach me about you, Lord, in my family life as I relate to unchurched people. As God's children, if you've received Christ, know you're His child. You're a student of God and a student of Jesus. He longs to teach us. Follow Him. Be thankful for such a wonderful teacher. If you're not a believer, you'd simply know it by doing this. Jesus has never been your favorite teacher. And you would admit that honestly in the state of your soul. But He would become Lord to you saved from a sense of sin that's in your life and become your favorite teacher of all time. And not somebody to run away from or graduate from, but somebody to say, wow, get to be a student of his until heaven. Weren't there some grades you just kind of like to stay in? You say, I'd like to stay in this grade because of that teacher. Jesus is your teacher for you that way, for these young people. They need a teacher. Roaring out of high school in the next 10 years, they'll decide where to live, where to work, who to marry, what bunch of Christians to hook up with, who to share Jesus with, all those decisions. Jesus, your faithful teacher, who will help you and who help all of us. Embrace Him, love Him, follow Him. Let's pray together. Lord, thank You for asking the question to Peter, to each of us. Do You love me? We wouldn't mind if You ask three times, if that's what it would take to get to our hearts. We would also, Lord, recognize a response that Peter gave. He said, well, what about this other guy? Don't ask me, ask this guy beside me. Jesus asked us. And we want to say, to care for God's people, to care for the people around us, His sheep, is a way to say, express the love of Christ. Oh, Lord, we need a teacher. Jesus, be that for us. Might there be a fond affection for You and Your Word, Your ways, who You are. But just, we're so glad to be a student of Yours. Might this be a glad intention of our heart today. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
If you have any spiritual needs you'd like to pray about, I'd like you to come forward and pray and say, Lord, help. Particularly if you're here and you have a sense, God has told you in your heart, you need Christ as Lord and Savior and teacher. God would give you a sense in your heart. Just what happened in church today, you're headed away from God toward hell instead of with God to heaven. That's a major Holy Spirit decision He will help you with. If you'd like to come forward and say, Jesus, be my Lord, please do so as we sing our last song. And Daryl, thanks for leading us.